are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So now the urologists, from what we understand, are grouping up, saying no to the routine PSA test. Now, I didn't know that. I mean, the urologists that I see that practice in my city are ordering PSAs all the time. But I guess the urology group, the American Urology Association or Urological Association, is now saying nope, no need to screen for PSAs routinely. Under age 55, so we'll talk about that and what that means for you and your prostate. Facebook causes psychotic episodes and delusions, according to a study out of Israel. Really, Facebook, okay. Ooh, people thinking that things are crawling out of their screens. We got a pizza recall. We have also, this was a kind of interesting study. We've been talking about Clostridium difficile, which is a very nasty bug that causes horrible colitis, diarrhea. And years ago, they were playing around with poo-poo, fecal transplants. Well, again, they save another patient by transplanting feces through her nose to get into her gut. I got to tell you, the fecal transplant, I think, is going to be now the top treatment of this next decade. And I'm sure it gets covered under Obamacare. That will. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the AUA, the American Urological Association, who has defended the PSA screening test for years, now say no need. I don't know why they decide to change their mind. All right, they say there is no need for men under 55 to take the test. Men 55 to 69 who are considering the PSA should consult their doctors about the test benefits and risks. Until now, the group had advised healthy men ages 40 and up to ask their doctor for the PSA. Now, we've talked about the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen test. if that sucker is up when you do a blood test, it doesn't necessarily mean you have prostate cancer, but it definitely warrants evaluation. But if you do have prostate cancer, that level will be up. See what I mean? So it's specific but not very sensitive. So PSA will go up if you have an infection of the prostate, if you have an enlarged prostate, if you're a smoker, if you have prostate cancer. But if you have prostate cancer, usually we could follow your prostate cancer treatment by watching that PSA going up, going down. Now, you know, many of our men are, you know, living into their 60s, 70s, etc. And the urology group is also recommending not to screen after age 70. So there's a very small window where they're recommending that you be screened. Now, the American Urology Association is supposed to represent urologists. Keep in mind, okay? You know, when the American Association of Family Practice make recommendations, the American Urology Association makes recommendations, their recommendations are based on cost, benefit analysis, best practices statement, etc. All right. It's not based on what we see real life trenches. So if I do a PSA on somebody and they're, let's say, 48 and their PSA is 2, and normal is between 0 and 4, I get a little nervous about that. And I think that person should be checked. True, the PSA may not be abnormal till he's well into his 50s. So the American Urology Association, and if the task force agrees with them as well, they are correct. But I don't want to wait till somebody is just a higher number. If I already think something's kooky before they're abnormal, I would like to address it. Now, I know some of you are probably, you know, listening going, well, Dr. Dahlia, that's the root of our healthcare problems. Doctors are acting before there's a diagnosis. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is many diagnoses are there. And if we wait until a test finally sends off its alarm, sometimes I think it's too far gone. I can't tell you how many of our patients we found prostate cancer in with normal PSA levels, and because it was so small and tiny, we nipped it in the butt. All right? Now, not butt, but, okay? I mean, the reason why prostate cancer surgery is such a difficult treatment, or just prostate cancer treatment is so difficult for men, is because many times you'll have impotence afterwards, you'll lose your ability to have erections, certain sex drive issues, maybe bladder issues, bowel issues. That's pretty bad. But what about finding prostate cancer very, very early and treating that without having the full-blown, radical prostatectomy? Wouldn't you rather find it early? So as far as I'm concerned, somebody whose PSA level is a little bit kooky in their 50s, 40s, by the time they're in their 50s, I don't think I want to wait that long. And if the American Urological Association says that, then the task force will probably agree. And now insurance companies will say, whoa. All right, then 55 is the cutoff. We don't have to pay for it under age 55. And now you have less benefits. So every time, you know, these groups make a recommendation, even though they may be accurate in what they're saying, all right, where most prostate cancer is usually found in your mid to late 50s, so why start paying for the test earlier? It's because some of us want to treat you and attack it and find it earlier. All right? And that's the way I like to practice. Now, I never make anybody undergo anything radical if they don't want to. Well, what I do is I offer the test. Most of the time they want it. If the test looks a little kooky, I have them sit down and talk to a urologist. Urologist may say, let's watch and wait. Or the urologist may say, you know what, let's take a biopsy. And most of the times when they decide to take a biopsy, boom, they had, you know, there was prostate cancer. So, I don't know. I get frustrated. I understand where the AUA is coming from. And I believe these guys are nice guys. I mean, you have a bunch of guys there that do urology and gals. I mean, they're pretty cool people. You got to be cool if all you do all day long is penis and prostate and ureters. I mean, these guys are some cool folks. They're good stock. But I don't see any of the doctors around me practice that way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
salt. A natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. In the first hour, we talked about workman's comp injuries. I definitely urge you to listen to that podcast where we talked about, you know, what to do if you apply for a workman's comp and they deny you, what to do if you work at a workplace where you're going to get fired anyway. Please listen to that podcast. I may try to, at the end of this hour, review some of that stuff because this was important information. Let's now, though, move on to poo-poo, being put through the nose to fight Clostridium difficile. But doctors have been able to cure an 88-year-old man who was being destroyed by Clostridium difficile. And what they had to do was use his daughter's feces. We've talked about fecal transplants and it working. And this time they used his daughter's feces, put it through his nose and down into a small bowel. They probably used an NG tube. So I don't think they just gave him a Kleenex and said, rub this in. They really pumped it into the bowel. This treatment now is becoming extremely popular, and patients, you know, don't seem to be grossed out because they really aren't tasting it. It's just going up their nose in a tube and down into their stomach. Just don't burp. Oh, Lord have mercy, don't burp. They say right now it is very effective in patients who have recurrent Clostridium difficile, C. diff, who have been treated with antibiotics so many times that antibiotics are no longer effective. In fact, antibiotics sometimes actually cause the problem. where it kills all the other bacteria, such that the Clostridium difficile becomes a superbug. Now, what it does is, because the stool has good bacteria and normal flora, all right, it allows that bacteria that's in regular poop. If you lack any poop bacteria, use your daughter's poop. He probably wasn't grossed out because it was his daughter's, you know. I mean, if it was my son's, if I had to choose between a son's poop or a daughter's poop, maybe the daughter's. I don't have a daughter. So I got two boys. So I would need to decide which boy could donate his poop to me. I don't really know. I would probably, you know what I would do is I would, you know, I don't want them to feel left out. All right, and if I pick one or the other, then we could have this whole issue of, you know, who's mom's favorite. So I would probably have both, would make a slurry and put it in. Okay, this is serious stuff. Apparently back in 1958, the treatment was first developed, but it was rarely used, okay? It wasn't cool. They thought you'd be square back then. Anyway, in 2011, a Dutch study published in the New England Journal of Medicine showed that 94% of people with recurrent C. diff could be cured using fecal transplants. And this is compared to a cure rate of 31% of people with recurrent infection who are treated with antibiotics. And so they say that the recent findings are so impressive that it allowed us to develop the fecal transplant as something to take forward. I mean, this is crazy. Yeah, it's a transplant, but I mean, they make it sound like transplanting a liver, a heart transplant. Can you imagine, right, the poo-poo in the little refrigerated cooler? Everybody out of the way, out of the way. We have the transplant. We need to hurry. We need to hurry. Get out of the way. Right, remember in Mexico, somebody dropped the heart on the ground, right? Oh, everybody get out of the way. Get out of the way, you know, because they're running. Okay, I got the poo-poo right here. Patients with recurrent C. diff only have a 75% chance of survival and are often ill for many months. Now, back in 2012, they were able to save a 20-month-old boy the same way. I mean, here's the thing, people. Okay, it's not like you have to tell anybody about it. It's not like you have to be on the news. Okay? I mean, we're, you know, we look at our bodies and we go, ooh, gross. Oh, that's disgusting. You know, and me as a doctor, I don't really think things are that disgusting. I mean, I think there are other things more disgusting than poop. You know, I mean, poop serves a purpose. It's a beautiful thing. And I'm not saying that to joke. Okay? I mean, you know, I don't understand why people are so afraid to even look at their own poop. You know, good for Dr. Oz telling people to look at their poop. You need to do that. You need to take a mirror and you need to look at your underside. If you have a melanoma right there, you know, in the butt area that nobody really, really sees, right? You know, get a mirror down there and look. Know your body. It's not disgusting. True, I understand everybody's clothes and, you know, we giggle when we see something pornographic, etc. But it really bothers me that people will take those societal concepts and, you know, use them as obstacles for doctors doing treatment. Like, for example, pap smears. I understand that somebody being in that general area is not the most fun. I can't stand going for a pap smear. But I also know that things can grow up inside that area, like cancer. And I, you know, if it's in an area that I can't see, you sometimes need help. Period. I mean, I've seen ear hair and, you know, cricket legs and ears. You would think that would be more disgusting than a rectum or, you know, or some pus. So just, you know, if let's say you do have chronic diarrhea, you're always feeling sickly, you don't have energy, etc., I like to recommend a stool culture. And one of the stool cultures they could do, in addition to salmonella and E. coli, is C. diff, Clostridium difficile. And if you are found to have that, I don't want you to panic. It doesn't mean you're going to have poo-poo shoved up your nose. But they would probably try antibiotics first that it would be sensitive to. But you got to nip that sucker in the bud. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so many of you are on Facebook and Twitter, and I hope you are. I'm on Facebook and Twitter, so definitely find me. I don't want you to spend hours on Facebook and Twitter, all right? You know, but an occasional tweet, an occasional poke, which doesn't hurt anybody. But according to researchers from Tel Aviv University, they have linked psychotic episodes in patients to internet addiction. and delusions caused by virtual relationships cultivated on social networking sites. Now, yes, many of these participants had some underlying loneliness. None of these people in the study had psychosis or drug abuse. Lead researcher Dr. Yuri Nitzan of Tel Aviv University Sackler Faculty of Medicine and the Shalvata Mental Health Care Center says as internet access becomes increasingly widespread, so do related psychopathologies. Computer communications such as Facebook and chat groups are a huge part of this. Now, I've already noticed that people on computers for long periods of time, they get depressed. Okay, and then they come away and, you know, they snap at their kids or they snap at their spouse and it's like they don't like their reality. It's like their Facebook or their Farmville or their World of Warcraft is their reality. Well, I really think that there's a certain draw. But what this study is saying is there's that extra step to the point where people actually think they're in relationships with these people. That's why defriending somebody, and I know some of you are like, really, Facebook, I've never even gone on it, this is a waste of time. These social media sites now is probably the number one form of communication and social life for people. All right, they go to Facebook. You know, one of my Facebook buddies decided to become a patient of mine. And I know the medical board says don't become Facebook friends with your patients. But I have Facebook buddies that then become a patient of mine. And as long as they don't bring up anything medical, because I can't, validate or I can't promise them and ensure that they're going to have 100% security on Facebook, don't be asking me about medicines or your lab tests on Facebook. I don't want to talk about that on Facebook. You know, but it's like, as you know, he's leaving and I'm leaving. I'll see you on Facebook later. It's almost like you could see all your friends, even though it's just a picture, all right? I mean, from your own house. Facebook was brilliant. Twitter, I don't think as brilliant as Facebook. I think Facebook, though, is self-destructing. I think it's going to self-implode because, unfortunately, with Facebook, too many people are on it. I noticed Facebook has already started to deal with that, where as soon as you log on, the people you usually communicate with come up on your front page. Because before, it was like people you didn't even know, and it was just ridiculous. It took you 2 hours to read the first 20 minutes of posts. Not that I did. But if we live in a society now where people are basically, that's their social life. They don't go to the clubs. They don't go and play poker with their buddies. They don't go to the park. They go online. All right? No wonder we're starting to become a little kooky. All right? So, and if you do notice any of your family members think things are coming out of their computer at them, this could be an internet-induced psychosis. And it's something real. Stop the giggles. It is something real. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Before we move on, they say women spend an average of 81 minutes per day on Facebook. Men, 64 minutes per day. And that's very easy to for them to study and pick up. So it's not just leaving on your computer. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about the fountain of youth. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for everything. adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have iPhone apps and Android app for free. So if you ever want to listen to previous shows, very easy, download those apps. Or you could also go online to drdahlia.com. DrDahlia.com. I say it so much, I run it together. There's an on-demand, you could listen there. For those of you who listen on XM Channel 166 at 5 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Pacific, the XM Station 166 is, I believe, next week on the 8th or 9th, moving to Channel 244, XM 244. So if there's ever an issue next week with you not hearing the show, switch between channels. It should be playing on one of those. All right, so the Fountain of Youth. All right, researchers think they have found a brain region that can control aging throughout the whole body. The signaling pathway in the brain region, it's known as the hypothalamus, could speed up or slow down aging in mice. If they could apply this to humans, Now they know they would then be able to hopefully increase lifespan, maybe stop age-related diseases. This is some pretty interesting stuff, pretty exciting stuff. Dr. Dongsheng Kai, a molecular pharmacologist at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York, has been working on this. Now, we do know that the process of aging, and this is being reported by Fox News, has these weird, chaotic, passive changes that can happen in tissues and organs. It could be controlled by one organ. It could be controlled by multiple organs. And so I think they're kind of learning what aging is and how we age. And remember the chromosomes and the telomeres. And, you know, we've talked about the shoelaces and then the kind of sticky thing that keeps the shoelaces closed so it doesn't fray. Okay, if a chromosome looks like that, you're younger. If it starts to fray, you're older. All right, and Kai and his colleagues decided to probe the hypothalamus's role in aging mice, and they studied a protein complex called nuclear factor kappa light chain enhancer of activated B cells. Oh no, this is going to get really scientific fast. The researchers showed that activating the NFB pathway in a mouse hypothalamus sped up aging. Well, then don't do it. And that was demonstrated by decreased muscle strength and size, skin thickness, and learning ability. You know what? If somebody was probing my hypothalamus, I really doubt I could move much or I could even think. You think I'm going to handle any math problems if you probe in my hypothalamus? Leave my hypothalamus alone. Now, in contrast, when researchers blocked the NFB pathway, the mice aged more slowly, lived about 20% longer than mice that didn't receive the treatment. Furthermore, they say activating that pathway led to a drop in growth hormone, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, which is basically a chemical that helps develop new neurons. So if they block the pathway, then hopefully you will see an increased level in the growth hormones. Now, a lot of you just take growth hormone. You take shots of growth hormone. I don't know how much that does work. We know there's a whole anti-aging science that is now being developed. Research and pretty cool stuff, all right, on the use of growth hormone. I don't know much about it, all right, with the idea of directly going to the source, it kind of makes it a little edgy either way. Here's my thing. I mean, I love life and I want to live as long as I can, but if Medicare is not going to be around and Social Security is not going to, you know, be around, you got to run this by my kids. And then later my grandkids, because they're the ones that are going to have to support me. All right. So if you want me to live longer and you want to probe my hypothalamus and do something with my NFB pathway, blocking it, setting up a roadblock, making a detour of it, you got to run it by the kids because they're the ones that are going to have to support me when Medicare and Social Security are long gone. So we were talking about lipstick in the previous show at the end, and we were talking about what was so toxic about lipstick. And they're concerned, according to researchers at the University of California Berkeley School of Public Health, that there are carcinogens, all right, within the lipstick makeup, the makeup of the lipstick. See, that was a pretty nice, you know, play on words, because many of them contain lead, cadmium, chromium, aluminum, and five other metals. Now, prior research has also found lead in lipstick. That's nothing new. Included a December 2011 survey where they looked at 400 different ones by the FDA. But at that point, they said not of much concern, no safety concerns. Well, this particular study looked at more metals and estimated health risks based on the concentrations and typical lipstick use. Now, you know, it's interesting because when I used to put lipstick on, you know, I know there's a taste to it, but I just never wanted to get it in my mouth. I just know if I put lipstick on, try not to get it on your mouth. The problem is you get lipstick on your teeth. Remember Grandma would have bright red lipstick on her gums, all right? And you're like, you need to wash that stuff off. Right? And then, you know, Grandma died. And then you're like, well, was it the lipstick? Probably not. All right, so they said when not blotted on tissue or left as a kiss mark, lipstick and lip gloss are ingested or absorbed by the user. The average user applies lipstick 2 to 3 times a day and ingests 24 milligrams each day. Heavy users apply it 14 times and ingest 83 milligrams. Even for the average user, they said that some of the lipsticks could result in excessive exposure to chromium. This is a carcinogen linked to stomach tumors. High use could also cause overexposure to aluminum, cadmium, and manganese. All right, so oh no, what do we do? No more makeup? I mean, I need to wear makeup. Lord have mercy. I can't, you know, do anything on. Now, you know, like right now in the studio, I don't wear makeup because I know you guys can't see me. Some of you think you could see me, right? There's that radio psychosis. But, well, then imagine me all made up. But I don't usually wear lipstick unless I go out. I just don't. I'm not a big makeup person. I need to put some foundation on because I'm so white, you know, skinned and fair skinned that people think I'm anemic. And I'm tired of patients, you know, coming in to see me. And I go, you know, you have, anemia. And, you know, if your anemia gets worse, you may need a transfusion. And they're like, Doc, when's your transfusion? And it's embarrassing. So I put on some foundation so it doesn't look like I'm, you know, at death's door. God forbid. All right, so for those of you that do use lipstick, what I'm hoping is then, you know, like they're, you know, messing with our junk food and our, you know, Hostess and our, you know, food in terms of putting, you know, sugar content. What they probably need to do is put some sort of warning of how much lead content there is. If they could decrease the amount of lead, I don't need lead, I just need color. But if they could decrease all the lead, aluminum, cadmium, manganese, I'm happy with that. Just don't swallow your lipstick. Put your lipstick on after you eat. I don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do I look like a makeup specialist, do I? Company recalls frozen pizzas after pieces of plastic were found. Oh, no. A lot of us have these pizzas right now in our freezer. California Pizza Kitchen limited edition grilled cheese with Cabernet sauce. Oh, grilled chicken with Cabernet sauce. Oh, my, that sounds yummy. Anyway, there's a certain code, so it's not all of them. Just look it up on their website. DiGiorno crispy flatbread pizza Tuscan chicken style. I like that. DiGiorno Pizzeria Bianca white pizza. I'm getting hungry. California Pizza Kitchen crispy thin crust white. Nah, I've never really been into thin crust. If I'm going to have pizza, I want it really doughy. So I could sink, I am so hungry right now, so I could just sink my teeth into some yummy pizza dough. The recall follows several consumer complaints of small plastic pieces in the California Pizza Kitchen crispy thin crust white pizza. Pieces, plastic, pizza, a lot of peas in that one. Company officials said the problem was related to spinach used in making three additional kinds of pizza. What? Okay. Yeah, see, I mean, the only time I even eat spinach is if it's buried in a pizza and smothered with the cheese. So, yeah, that would be a problem for me. All right, so make sure you guys check your freezers. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about kidney stones and how exercise could cut kidney stones. And then we're going to review what's going on in the workman's comp world. Who's getting fired, why they're getting fired, what you can do to protect yourself. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, they're very careful about changing up the music all the time because I'll start singing. Now, I don't care. It could be a song I've listened to millions and millions of times. I will just sing to it on the radio, whether I'm off-key, on-key, doesn't matter. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. By the way, when you do go to the website to check out the website, please sign into our guest book. I'd like to know where you guys are listening from. It's awesome, whether you're, you know, global, listening from the UK, whether you're listening from Georgia, Virginia. I love it. I'd like to know where you guys are listening from. So if you can do that. Also, check out the Freeze Dry Guy specials in May. Lots of good stuff. We have a link on our website. Not to mention, just go to freezedryguy.com. Great stuff, great food. It's never too early to be prepared. All right, so kidney stones and women. Women get kidney stones. A lot of times we get kidney stones because we just don't get our fluid in. Maybe we have a tendency to make calcium stones because our parathyroid is off. Maybe we have high uric acid because we inherited it from our grandfather. That was my reason for having a kidney stone. But they say exercise may help prevent kidney stones. They said even walking a couple hours a week could cut the risk of developing kidney stones by at least a third. To me, it doesn't make too much sense because I was at my most active rock climbing, hiking, running, you know, when I got my kidney stone. I even worked out when it started to pass. Anyway, they say 9% of people will get a kidney stone sometime in their life. 9%. That's like 1 in 11 of you. The problem is that it's a little bit more common than men, but it's starting to rise much more in women. All right? Now, sometimes calcium supplements could do it because you're taking more calcium. Maybe it's because we're telling everybody to take calcium for their bones. Calcium supplements could help you make calcium kidney stones. A lot of us are drinking soda pop. Maybe soda pop is messing with our parathyroid. And that could be maybe leaching calcium into the blood, and then that could be going through the kidneys, making kidney stones. A lot of us like our meat, like our steak. We're much more meat eaters than we used to be. Women used to not be as much of a meat eater as men used to be decades ago. Now we eat the steak. And that could also put you more at risk for the uric acid type kidney stones. So, you know, for those of you that don't exercise, that's just one more reason too. In addition to preventing diabetes and heart disease and high blood pressure, exercise can also cut the risk of kidney stones. And the funny thing is diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease put you at risk for kidney stones as well. So it's all interrelated. I know some of you, you know, listen to the show and it's like, you know, same poop, different day. These studies come out and they all say the same thing. They do. All right, you know, and I think as long as you're doing the same, you know, and you're doing what you're supposed to, diet, exercise, watching your weight, watching your blood pressure, you know, you're doing the best you can. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there was a lot of concern that I have noticed in your emails over the last few years. I've had the show on workman's comp and filing for workman's comp, and some of you had called and written. And we had discussed this in the previous hour on how, you know, you get a workman's comp claim denied. And what do you do? It's like the burden of proof is on you. Or one of you works in a place where every time somebody files a workman's comp claim, and it's a place where people get injured a lot, everybody eventually gets fired. So you hurt your back. You don't want to say anything because you don't want to get fired. So I urge you to listen to the first hour. But if I could just kind of summarize some of the things we talked about. Number one is if you don't file a workman's comp claim and think, you know what, I'll just handle it later. I'll go to my doctor and handle it later so I don't get fired. The problem with handling it later is many insurance companies, they don't want to pay for something they don't have to pay for. So if a medical insurance company thinks something could be workman's comp, they're not going to pay, or if they did pay, they're going to want the money back. There's one insurance company, I don't want to mention the name, they always send us forms saying, was this related to an injury or an accident? Because the health insurance does not want to pay if there's somebody else who will pay for the claim. Remember, insurance companies are all about saving money. And they think they got to pay enough out on claims. Why should they pay for a claim that could be covered by somebody else? And it's getting more and more vicious, all right, in terms of who has to pay the claim. So if you think, you know what, I want to save my job, I think I might have blown a disc, let me just try to walk this off, let me just take some pain pills, and then a few months later, I'll go see my doctor. I would not recommend that. I would recommend getting it looked at immediately. Right? And if you think, well, I just won't go through workman's comp, I'll go through my regular medical doctor, you could do that. But if the medical doctor has anywhere in the note, you know, this is your type of job, you injured yourself, they're putting you on work restrictions. Insurance companies always ask for your medical records all the time, and in order to pay a claim. And it will get back to them. Now, where that could hurt you is if you didn't file a workman's comp claim early enough, it may not stick. which means if you think you're going to have a workers' comp claim, you need to notify that employer as soon as possible. Now, what do you do about the, you know, the listener that's going to get fired? He thinks he's going to get fired if he, you know, submits a workers' comp claim. At that point, how I look at it is he's probably not going to be able to work that job much longer anyway. If you're in a type of job or at your plant, you do a lot of lifting, and you have a back injury that you think it needs to get checked out, I mean, how much longer do you really think you'll be able to work at that place anyway? You might as well file the workman's comp claim so you have some protection of having that medical issue looked at. I've seen too many people who are no longer working at a place where they actually sustained a significant injury, didn't get anything done, and nobody's paying for that, for them to get the treatment that they need to. And back injuries and back pain, that's some rough stuff. And that could be with you lifelong. So I don't want any one of you guys to lose your jobs, but if you already can see a few months down the road or a couple years down the road that this is not a place you could work at long term, that you think you could have a disabling medical injury that will prevent you from future jobs, okay, and it was a true workman's comp injury, I would probably go for putting in that workman's comp claim. You know, and it's a shame that that happens. I know people get fired. I know. It stinks. We talked about at-will states and your protection with the workman's comp claim. Technically, you're not supposed to get fired because it was a workman's comp claim. But if you work in an at-will state, I mean, they could say, oh, you know, you came in late a couple times or you know, they don't have to give a reason. And so if somebody asks them, did you fire him because it was a workman's comp? No, we've been making cutbacks. Most of the people I see for workman's comp, because I do disability exams for the state, when they come in to see me for their injury and I give them their final rating, because they use a doctor who hasn't been involved with the patient, doesn't like the patient, no bias, it's just I'm meeting you for the first time and I'm, you know, saying if you are temporarily disabled, permanently disabled, have an impairment, etc. You know, I'll ask them, I'll go, are you still working? Some of them are still working at the job, especially if it was a small type of injury, I noticed. But any of these larger type injuries, no. No. And what had happened was either the boss said, look, we don't have work for you. You have to be light duty. We have no light duty. So we got to let you go. You know, or we're making cutbacks. And it stinks. Now, sometimes light duty actually works in the benefit of an employer. Because if you're getting light duty, then the benefits lessen because you're still able to work like duty. So it would benefit the employer. But most employers, all they know is that their workman's comp goes up. All they know is they have a person that's now not being able to be staffed. And unfortunately, if you live in an at-will state, that's what happens. True unions protect you, and that's why unions are still around alive and well, because it does offer that type of protection. But keep in mind, an at-will state was originally, or these at-will rulings were originally designed to also help the employee. If you decide to leave an employer, you don't have to give notice. You could leave. If it costs the employer money because you left, because he had, you know, paid for your uniform and, you know, paid for that month of health insurance or what, or, you know, you leaving causes him to lose business, he can't sue you. It's an at-will state. So that's why that exists, because there's protections for the employees. All right, guys. Oh, cannot wait to talk to you again. Remember, we are on 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, Dr. Dahlia and Dr. Dahlia Show. You all be safe and God bless. Take me down to the little white church.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps. without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.